Flood Relief is building relationships with the Gambian government. You could win a mission trip to India in a few months. And one ministry is asking the question, are you first or second? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Heavy rains produced another major flood that swept the Gambia over the weekend. Global Aid Network contact in Gambia is David Jada, whom we spoke with through a spotty Skype connection.
It is worsening. It is getting very serious. The government cannot handle the situation.
This is peak farming season, and waterlogged fields now mean severe food shortages in the fall and winter.
There is another container that is arriving with seeds and food again, and this is going to be used towards giving food to the people. Again, it's giving capacity to the government.
Their approach opened some new doors with the government in this Islamic-dominated country.
Global Aid Network, it has helped us demonstrate God's love in the situations that the people face. So we are allowed, because of our demonstrative care to the people, the needy, we've been given a certain allowance to sow the Jesus film in the city, to distribute Bibles, to do things that would have been impossible without having been officially recognized.
Next, while India's economy continues to make headlines, the growth is doing little for the nation's poor, especially in the north. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says it gets below freezing there. The poor can't afford cold weather clothing, and with the help of the church, Dunberg says they're identifying the most needy. Then they send in a team, including their orphan choir.
We call these people forward that are on the list, and we provide them with a $5 woolen blanket that will shield them completely from the winter cold.
They hope to distribute 17,000 blankets this year. You could help. For the second year in a row, Global Action is having a contest.
We would like to offer someone to come along at our expense.
This is a powerful way to share the gospel.
Some of these villages, they have never, ever seen a non-Indian. And so it becomes very, very special. Very often they say, why are you here?
That's when the gospel can be shared one-on-one. You can register for the trip. Just click on the link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. A rave is an uninhibited all-night techno dance party. Some say it's a community searching for hope. One Hope's founder and president, Bob Hoskins, agrees. His son David was a prodigal. For 15 years, he was a leader on the rave circuit in Europe. When he came back to the Lord,
he said, I don't want to leave those kids behind. And those are kids that will probably never go to a church. They probably will never read a Bible, even if it's given to them. We have to go into their world.
One Hope is ready to launch True Love. The ministry blends the light shows and music with a message of the gospel.
24 10-minute capsules, which is a meta-narrative of salvation, starting with creation, the fall, the brokenness, Christ, restoration, the church extending the message, and finally the new heaven and new earth. And overriding it all is God's love for humanity.
A test run in Ecuador saw 300 come to Christ. They're doing an official launch in 10 cities on October 10th. It's called 10-10-10. There's more on that at our website. Meanwhile, ever wonder if your money is really doing any good when you donate it to ministries or even your church? Well, the Mission Society has some guidelines to help you and your church consider whether your help to the materially poor is actually harmful. Western believers often make assumptions about the poor that lead to temporary relief from problems, but hurt overall. These guidelines are important to consider to be good stewards and good witnesses. Visit our website to see the list. And finally, as school begins, college students are bombarded with club options and extracurricular opportunities. But how about joining a club that's more than just fun? One that means something. E3 Partners' I Am Second is a worldwide movement to get college-age kids to put others first. Some I Am Second groups serve at homeless shelters, others at local churches, all to reach people on the fringes and serve like Christ. Find a group near you by using our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win that all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets. Activate your name now. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on that link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.